Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day of Saint Michael and all angels. It's a special day to think and talk about angels. There are many passages in the Bible about the nature and the work of the angels. Some of them tell of them as messengers, bringing announcements from heaven to Abraham, Elijah, Mary, Joseph, Paul, and many others. Some of them describe them as guardians of God's people, and some portray them as agents of God's judgments or of his merciful action. And there are some passages that do all of these things. One important message is today's text in the gospel. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. As we know very well, in many Bible passages, taken together with their context, a fire of the law burns, sometimes heating the conscience with guilt to an uncomfortable degree. And in some, there's a sweet song being heard, telling good tidings and gospel blessings that come to those who are justified in Christ. So which is it here? A fire of law or a song of gospel blessings? It's not hard to think here of a fire, a warning against despising and thinking lightly, all too much lightly, of the little ones, failing to lead them rightly and leading them, drawing them into sins, doing them spiritual harm, and weakening, even possibly destroying the faith that is in them. Is there not a rebuke here against the lack of concern for the spiritual well-being of the little children, along with all whom the Lord Jesus says here have become like little children in humbly entering the kingdom of God as believers in him, and who all vitally need to have their faith nourished as they grow in the kingdom. The targets of this rebuke can include all the enemies of the Church of Christ who don't want children to be led to waste their time worshiping God or putting trust and giving obedience to some Savior. They don't want that. And they encourage them and all believers in seeking the satisfactions and pleasures of ungodliness. Or the targets can be people who are somewhat religious, even churchly in some ways, but who have the same attitude as that father in the story that Dr. Maxwell told last week during the symposium. He overheard a little boy telling his dad that he was bored with the church service. And then the father, instead of trying and praying to find some ways of pointing out the living word in the worship and in the hymn singing, said, so am I bored, but you're not supposed to say that. But the immediate application of the warning here in this story that the Lord was making in Matthew 18 had to do with a big problem that his own disciples had, because they were obsessed with thoughts of greatness, claiming to be some kind of big shots. looking down on and treating with a despising attitude the little ones who were not of their privileged number. They were forgetting that they too, as believers in Christ, were little ones before him. The Lord declares that all such abominable goings-on are contrary to the good angels' care and concern for these little ones, since the holy angels always see God's face in heaven, being in his presence and in perfect accord with his will. They know and approve the Father's desire that these little ones not perish, not one of them, and the divine good shepherd's passion to save the lost sheep. He was bluntly saying to them, the angels love and care for these little ones. Why don't you? But are we on the right track here, seeing this whole text as a passage of fire from the law? Why not find here a song of gospel blessings, that is, God's gracious, especially God's gracious promise that his angels will watch over those whom his dear son has atoned for and justified by faith, the little ones, the children of God of whatever age, have their angels as helps and guardians. That's the teaching of Psalm 91:11, which is the gradual for this day. He will give his angels, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up. Hebrews says the same thing about angels. Are they not ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? So, is there a law fire here or a gospel rhapsody? Yes, both are there. Some of the passages about the existence and work of angels have both of these things in them, as do some other passages in the Bible. For example, we see both of them in Psalm 91, which we have just now pointed out, the song of gospel blessing that is there in that Psalm verse. But see the fire that's there also. Guard you in all your ways. That's a serious reminder that the promise of angelic protection does not extend to situations of sinfully going one's own way instead of the ways appointed for God's people in his word with their moral bounds and limits. I once heard my pastor back home explain this in a sermon on St. Michael's Day. He said, in all thy ways, that's the path of Christian duty. The way that some of our people allegedly drive cars on the main street of our village and nearby highways is not in the path of duty, nor is recklessness and negligence and that sort of thing. If you want to sin, you cannot have the company of angels. We need protection. Then drive so that the angels will be pleased to go along with you. Blunt preaching. Christians also need to have the fire of the law. And there are other angel passages that are just like this, with a gospel song, but also a fire for warning and chastisement. So our treatment here of the Matthew 18 verses is on the right track, but it's a multi-purpose track. The holy angels never turning away from God. are in perfect sync with his love for the world and the sending of his son to save it. They gave glory at Jesus' coming upon the earth. They supported him in his saving work. They announced his triumphant resurrection, and they will return with him when he comes to graciously exalt his people. The redeemed can think of them as their friends, our best and most loyal friends, as Luther put it in his lectures on Genesis. They love those whom their God loves, rejoicing with him whenever a sinner repents, like the neighbors of the woman who had found her lost coin, and the neighbors of the shepherd that found his straying sheep. And as the epistle lesson shows today, they are warring enemies against the evil angels, who are determined to draw mankind into sin and impenitence and damnation. What a great blessing of the gospel, astonishing but real, to be able to remind ourselves of the presence all around us of these good friends and unseen helpers, especially at times when we feel lonely and even forsaken sometimes, or hesitant or fearful to give our witness or to do what needs to be done. If we are anxious about what will happen to us or our children or our grandchildren, we can be cheered and encouraged by the knowledge that Jesus is there with his holy angels, at home, at work, in troubles, in temptations, asleep, and in death. This is good news and hope. So let us make profitable use of the doctrine of angels with its fires of law and its sweet songs of gospel blessings, until Christ and his angels come to welcome us into the full joys of everlasting life with him and them, our good friends. Amen.